The Travel Channel's reality show Hotel Impossible wrapped up filming at Juno's famed Alaskan hotel this weekend. KTOO's Lisa Fu caught up with the show's host and designer during their third day of shooting and has the story.
Anthony Melchiori is the host of Hotel Impossible.
If people are looking for this hotel to be restored, to come into a lobby and see it completely redone and just, oh my God, that's not going to happen.
Most TV viewers want to see the before and after effect of a hotel makeover. But Melchiori says his job is more about what's not as obvious.
My show is not about renovation. My show is about repositioning hotels and really giving them the plans to move forward. I'm more interested in the infrastructure of the operations and how people communicate and deal with each other. My job is to reengage the spirit of the hotel.
The Alaskan Hotel in downtown Juneau opened 100 years ago and is the oldest operating hotel in the state. Owners Betty Adams bought the hotel in 1977 with her husband Mike. It was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1978.
I think of the hotel as beyond wood and nails. It is organic. It is a process. It's a state of mind. It's a historic museum. It's a family.
Adams remembers the phone call that got her on Hotel Impossible.
The first thing that the fellow said, well, how would you like an hour television time on the Travel Channel on national television? I went, let me think about that. Yes.
After she accepted the offer in August, Adams said she watched episodes of the show and got nervous about being humiliated on television. By the third day of shooting, Adams was over it.
You just have to decide that they're going to stomp on your ego and let it go.
That same day, Melchiori says he was about to have a nervous breakdown.
Every single time I take over a hotel on this show, I feel like I'm going to throw up. People think this is fake. Ask anybody I dealt with today if this is a fake show. I isolate myself. I don't speak to anyone unless the cameras are rolling. And I don't know what they're going to say or what I'm going to say.
Outside of television, Melchiori is a hotel consultant. He's managed numerous hotels, including the New York Plaza, and was senior vice president of a hotel management company. When asked what he thinks is a challenge for the Alaskan,
the bar is loud. And when you have 45 rooms sitting on top of a bar, that's, you know, like a bear wrestling a fish. The bear always wins. Okay, so that's a problem.
On the positive side, Hotel Impossible designer Blanche Garcia says the hotel's historic value is a strength.
As a designer, you get a lot of inspiration. So I, of course, would not put a New York Soho loft in here, whatever I did, or put grass on the walls or things like that. So you're working apropos to the area.
Will the beloved Alaskan bar be part of the makeover? Nope, says hotel owner Adams.
I think the bar would stand up and just resist. No, it's not going to change.
The episode at the Alaskan Hotel will kick off Hotel Impossible's fourth season, which will air sometime next year. This is the second Alaska hotel to be featured on the show. Hotel Impossible worked on Yakutat's Glacier Bear Lodge in 2012. Melchiori says that was the show's highest rated episode. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.